And we're, of course, keeping an eye on the news out of South Carolina. But for a few minutes, a break from the headlines with actor Al Pacino. He hardly needs an introduction. He was nominated for an Oscar 7 times. He won for Scent of a Woman. On stage, he won a Tony for his Richard III. On TV, an Emmy for the role of Roy Cohn in Angels in America. And that stable of characters, Scarface, Serpico, Michael in The Godfather, Dog Day Afternoon, Attica. The big screen is not big enough. So Al Pacino's latest film is a departure. Manglehorn is small, often quiet. Al Pacino plays the locksmith A.J. Manglehorn, at the center of his life, his cat, and the daily letter he writes to the woman he lost a long time ago.
Dear Clara, how I missed you. You know, not a day goes by where I don't miss you deeply.
Never have I felt more alive than when you looked at me.
Manglehorn opens tomorrow, and Al Pacino joins us now. Welcome.
Hi.
You know, the production notes tell us that you were actually talking about a commercial with the director, David Gordon Green, and you just couldn't find your way into the commercial. We loved that detail. Ever the actor. But then after seeing you pace through that meeting, Green told screenwriter Paul Logan, "I want to make a movie about Al Pacino pining after a love that got away." Obviously, they'd be thrilled to work with you. What was it that drew you to this film?
Well, like anything that a director, especially one of the talents of a David Gordon Green, when they want you for something and they see you in the part and they wrote it for you, you wonder if they're seeing something that you don't see. Mm-hmm. So,
really?
You usually go with it. Yeah. Look, Francis Coppola, he wanted me for Godfather. That was it. He was adamant, even though the studio and everybody else was telling him, no, what are you going to do with this kid? And that was a big lesson for me, because I didn't see myself what he saw.
Well, let's take people back, because not just a kid, a New Yorker, but had to move to the Bronx. Parents divorced. You dropped out of high school early on. Always knew you loved English. You weren't on very firm footing.
Yeah, I guess so when you look back. But I was just going to say the story of my life, firm footing. Well, I haven't felt that for a while. And I think in this life, where you start out is sort of finally in some ways, the way you end up.
Yeah.
And so in a sense, I've never felt on firm. Maybe that's good, too, because it keeps you going. You understand that what is firm footing? Is that sleep? That's what it feels like to me.
Well, it's funny you mentioned this feeling a little bit like you're not on firm footing, because some of the actors working with you in this film, I think Holly Hunter, who becomes the, quote, second love interest, said that there is a little bit of a whiff of danger around Al Pacino when you're playing with Al Pacino.
Oh, gee, wow. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
The danger probably she's feeling is that I'm going to forget my lines.
Let's listen to a scene with Holly Hunter, who your character's bank teller and, flirtation, and then it starts to grow. Mm-hmm. But the early dates, I think one could say, define awkward. Let's listen.
You look good.
You do, too. Thank you. You look, you look like a racehorse or something.
Yeah. I look like a racehorse.
I don't know. Yeah, I said that. Just.
Well, there's worse things.
I don't know. Things just come out of my head sometimes. I don't know.
No.
I always say the wrong thing, but what I meant to say is you look really good.
Well, if it means anything, the character I play has a touch of Asperger's, and I think every once in a while, that is a fun thing to live with as a character. You know, he gets awkward in certain situations. It's his nature.
Well, tell us more about how you found Manglehorn, of course, with the help of the screenwriter and director, because they said they imagined him as almost a legendary figure like your character from Scarecrow. This is the childlike ex-sailor vagabond who hung out with Gene Hackman's character, Scarecrow, great film, only 40 years later. So,
They never let me know.
No.
I think it would have helped me if I knew that. Well, that's wonderful. I really thought the idea is that this character has a background. I think he was on the other side of the law. And I think, in a way, the locksmith is a sort of metaphor. And from, you know, the gold earring, the chain, a couple of rings, these are remnants of something that had happened decades ago.
So we hear you playing with Holly Hunter, an Academy Award winner, a beautifully, you know, seasoned, wonderful actress.
Oh, she's a great actress, absolutely. It's fun when you get with someone like Holly who sort of does things the way you see it.
Well, there are also young actors in the film. One, Chris Messina, plays your son, and he talks about how he had your posters on the wall when he was growing up, and he had to stop himself while he's doing scenes with you from thinking, "Oh my God, that's Al Pacino."
Yeah.
And he also said he felt he had something to prove. Do you anymore?
Well, I'm proving that I could get to the set. He's here. He arrived. But Chris Messina, I think, is wonderful. I'm really deeply flattered. A lot of people grow up with movies you've done. You know, it's that's the game. It's always been in the game. I had it with actors I've worked with, too, in the past, you know.
Well, what were yours?
Well, I got to work with mine. You know, Brando was an inspiration to me as a young actor, as a person, my whole life. Still is.
I want you to arrange to have a telephone man check all the calls that go. You know,
I did it already, Pop.
You know, good man.
Pop, I took care of that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
What's the matter? What's bothering you? I'll handle it. I told you I can handle it. I'll handle it.
You came up with a group of New York actors, and you got to act with each other. You know, there's the Pantheon. There's Duvall and De Niro and Dustin Hoffman and Gene Hackman.
Oh, yeah. It was quite a group there. I knew Bob. I knew, of course, did a movie with Gene, but I knew John. Johnny Savage. I saw him in American Buffalo with Robert Duvall.
Okay, John Savage is my brother. And he did David Mamet's American Buffalo with Robert Duvall and the late, great Kenny McMillan. And then you took the lead a few years later in a revival. And John and Bobby Duvall thought, how funny if you come out on your first night, opening night, and they're sitting in the front row. And they were. Do you remember that?
I don't remember, and I'm glad I don't. I don't know how I would have gotten through the performance. I'm inspired when I think of what they did. And then we go off 5 years later and we try a totally different kind of aspect of that play. And yet it was inspired by what they did on Broadway.
Yeah.
You know Scarface? I'll give you an example. I don't want to go on too much because
this
is what older people do. They just keep talking and they go into people start to sleep and stuff. But I did Scarface because I saw Paul Muni's great performance of the original Scarface. And after I saw that performance, all I wanted to do was go out there and imitate it because it inspired me. But the truth be told, you don't imitate it. You're only inspired by it. There was a reason. When you get to apply yourself to it, it's totally different because I have a totally different instrument. The movie was set in Cuba. It's a different thing, you know. But at the same time, you get inspired and it's sort of like playing a real character that exists because you're never going to be them. When I play Frank Serpico, I'm not the way Frank Serpico really is. But I've been inspired by him and watching his movements, and he's made me feel like sometimes you look in the mirror and you think you're going to see another person.
Well, we're talking about your latest film, Manglehorn, and we mentioned that
We veered a little.
That's all right. The writer and director said that they wanted your character to be like one of your earlier characters only 40 years later. They mentioned one from the film Scarecrow. Is there another character that you think of that you wonder, what's he doing 40 years later?
Oh, wow. That is such a deep question and so... It would require a memory, which I don't have. Characters I've played, it's very interesting that you say that, because it's an interesting thing to think on. So when I'm trying to fall asleep, I'll think on some of those characters, and maybe I could lull myself to sleep. Thinking of characters I played and what they're doing with their lives.
I think it really put you around the bend.
Yeah.
That's Al Pacino. Again, his latest film, Manglehorn. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks for talking to me.
By the way, Frank Serpico, that real-life ex-cop that Al Pacino played, he lived with him for a matter of time to learn more about him. He's the cop who blew the whistle on police corruption. Well, he's still blowing the whistle on police corruption. Michael in The Godfather, he dies in the same courtyard where he was married. Tony Montana in Scarface meets his end in a rain of bullets. But what about Sonny, the failed bank robber in Dog Day Afternoon, or the blind Colonel Slade in Scent of a Woman? Let's tell you what, how do you imagine Al Pacino characters 40 years on? Let's help Al Pacino sleep. Send us your thoughts at hereandnow.org and we'll send them on to him. You're listening to Here and Now.